This is KLCC News. I'm Rachel McDonald. It's been more than a month since a shooter opped fire in a classroom at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg, killing an instructor and 8 students, and then himself. After the shooting, a team from Lane Community College in Eugene went to the Roseburg campus to help. LCC President Mary Spilde says she and 4 others of Lane's leadership team spent a week at UCC last month. They helped get the school reopened for faculty, students, and staff. One of the questions that has come up in the wake of this is about public safety on campus and what is the preparation level. Can you talk a little bit about public safety here at Lane, and is there anything that might change?
Well, we have a very well-trained public safety set of officers. We have really invested in training. Our public safety chief, Jay Smith, brought with him a lot of experience, and he, I think, has done a lot to professionalize our public safety staff and really invest in training. So I feel very confident that our public safety officers are very well-trained for the work that we ask them to do.
Public safety officers on the LCC campus and on the UCC campus do not have firearms. Is that something that's being reconsidered or discussed?
I expect there will be a robust discussion at the state level, perhaps the national level and the local level, about generally safety on campus, and I'm sure that will be a piece of that discussion. But I think what we're planning to do is participate when the state discussion starts. There'll be a legislative discussion, there'll be local higher ed discussion, and we will participate at that time in those discussions.
In terms of anticipating these kinds of events, is there any way that you're looking at in sort of getting any kind of warning signs about what could happen or a threat assessment kind of thing?
Well, we, even before the event at Umpqua, we had made some investments this year on improving some of the equipment needs at Lanes. For example, we already have public information address systems within buildings, and we were going to improve our capacity for doing that across campus. So we'd already made those purchases. People will see them go up soon. Those decisions were made before. We're certainly reviewing all of our safety procedures, but I'm very pleased to say that Lane already has a lot in place. We have automatic closing of the external doors of the buildings, either individual buildings or across the campus. We encourage people to go online and take the online trainings in safety. We have public address within buildings and lights that go off. We have Lane Alert, which notifies students and staff who have signed up for it of any emergency, whether it's a cougar sighting or something more serious than that. So many of the best practices that exist in higher ed, we already have implemented at Lane. And of course, as with any other college, following an event like this, we're kind of doubling down on looking at those things that we have in place and figuring out if there are other things that we need to do.
And so having spent, about a week or so with the folks at Umpqua Community College and just kind of checking, have you been checking in with them, and how are folks doing down there?
Well, I think they're doing well compared, considering the trauma that they went through. I have continued to finish up some projects that I started when I was there, and to continue to discuss some things with the president as needed. But what I'm hearing and seeing is that they're really striving to return to a normal learning environment. And obviously, they still need support from the community, from counselors, from colleagues across the state that work in community colleges to help them move forward. And I think community colleges have really stepped up to give them any assistance that they need. But my sense is that they're moving towards a sense of normalcy. And I think that's what students have been asking for. I heard from faculty and staff about the fourth day after students came back, can we just get everybody off campus that isn't supposed to be here, and can we just focus on our learning? And I think that's a healthy sign if students are ready to try and make that next step.
Mary Spilde is president of Lane Community College in Eugene. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.